بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، many of us, this is our last day in Medina Munawwara, but inshallah the last time. Allah will bring us over and over again, inshallah. Very important for us right now is to capture our moments in Haramain Sharifain. Many people capture the moments with the selfies and the cameras. For a believer, he captures it with his heart. Allah has given us hearts. The heart is for Allah. And Nabi Ali Salatu Salam captured the moments to preserve them and to take them back home. Now that we came for Umrah, we saw Makkah Mukarramah, we saw Baytullah. All can be higher than seeing the Baytullah. All can be higher in the spiritual life of a person than seeing the road of Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, where he walked, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where he performed Salah, where he stayed, where he cried, where he made dua, where he dispatched Jamaat in the path of Allah. What can be higher than this? For myself also, I ask myself, what am I waiting for to happen in my life to change? What can be higher than this? Spending time in these Mubarak places, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the beloved of Allah, to make the figure of hidayah, to make the figure for the guidance of mankind. What can be higher than this? What am I waiting for? Why is it taking so long for me to change my life? What is it there? What is there that is blocking my connection to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, O Nabi alayhi salam? What am I waiting for? I know I have to return to Allah. I'll have to go to the qabr. I'll have to change my life. I know that. And this illness, this bimari of ghaflat, unmindfulness, to become heedless, to become neglectful, has now taken over the heart. Of the qabr, I don't want to talk about it. For the akhirat, I don't want to think about it. And our Hazrat says also, how many of us think about the akhirat every day? How many of us think about the qabr every day? That I am going there. It's happening. I'm getting closer to the qabr every day. Whether young, whether old. Am I preparing for it? Yes, it sounds scary. But things are better on that side. As you say, the grass is greener on the other side. There the grass is not, you see the grass here. There is musk. There is must real go, real skill. Things are real there. Over here, everything is fake. Everything is fake, and to the extent, as Hazrat says also, we don't want to put doubt in anybody's mind. Even the Masturat also, we don't want to put the doubt in their mind. But whether really I'm the only one in his life, I will have to believe it. I'm the only one. Whether he really loves me, she just got to believe it. Whether it's true, whether it's fake. Allah Ta'ala has given enough place in a man's heart, alhamdulillah. So, she has to believe it. I'm the only one. The example we always give to, that person went to the shop to buy a card for his beloved, to send her a romantic card. So he asked the person serving in that store, that, do you have a card? There's such and there's only you. It's only you. He says, yes, we have this card. So give me 10, please. Yeah. Like a youngster on the WhatsApp is sending the same message, it's only you, to 10. 10 different contacts to see which one will send the first reply. So this is the one, lucky packet. So, to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also, raise my heart. This ghaflat, we just forget all of a sudden. We came to Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, was higher than this. And we see in other religions, how serious they take this Saturday or this Sunday. How serious they are about this Saturday and this Sunday. Hazrat mentioned to us one time also, in regards to Yawm al-Jum'ah, which is our day. Tonight will be Lailat al-Jum'ah. And how Sahaba Ikram is to wait for the day of Jum'ah. Sayyidul Ayyam. This is the master, the chief, and the leader of all days of the week. But the day of Jum'ah is different for me. I just become unmindful also. Hazrat mentioned that one time, a businessman mentioned to him that they went for, there was a company, so they went to China for some business. A few of those that were working in the company were together. So when they came to Thursday, so this person found out the certain show, whatever it was, whether there'll be salah facilities, whether there will be Jummah there, and who will be there, whether we can perform our salah there. So we had everything, homework done. So the next day, Jummah, they all went to the show. He called his Jummah, whatever it was there. So he was sharing the room with a Christian friend of his, one of the partners in the company. So he was a Christian. When it came to Sunday, they're going to the show. So Muslim guy wakes up. Christian guy is already awake. So he says, he's preparing to come to the show. He said, what's happening? Aren't we leaving after breakfast? He said, no, no. Today is church day, Bible day. You can carry on. So to me, he said, no, Sunday we don't work. Sunday is the day to read the Bible. So I got a shock of my life. I haven't appreciated Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and what is the Jummah day. And that day onwards, he says, when I came back home on the day of Jummah, I closed my business. I closed my business, alhamdulillah, and all the barakat came after Salatul Jummah. Abtahu min fadlillah. And after Salatul Jummah, we'll seek the virtue and the barakat from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He says, Jummah is closed up now. I'm not working. Now the day to read now, Durood Sharif, and to connect with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So we had these moments, my dear brothers, here in Makkah, Medina, Munawwara, Makkah, Mu'azzama. Now to take back that home, what I found over here. Why is my Islam taking so long? That is the question. I want to come right. As we say, ready for that? Tamacha of Hidayat. One slap of Hidayat, spun 360 and I came right. I walked straight now. When is it going to happen? How many times Umrah? How many times 40 days? 4 months? Still coming back to say, Malala, I'm still in the same chakkar. Who's putting you in the chakkar? Nobody. Nobody's putting you in the chakkar. You're the one putting yourself in the chakkar. You don't want to make the decision. You don't want to make the decision. How many Sakis we knew and friends that what was his lifestyle went for 1-4 months and he came back, all his life changed. Now why is it taking me so long? Himmat, courage. I'm not making that himmat, I'm not taking that courage that I can make a change in my life. All I have to do is make the intention. Make all the niyats now. Go to the Rosa Mubarak. When you're making a salat and salam, present it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This is my plan. This is my plan. Wanna be of Allah, make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to accept this plan. I wanted to. Women folk, they're making the plan. You need to lose so many kilos, they're putting it, the whole family sees it there on the fridge. This is my special diet and my cheating day. This weekend I can cheat. Ya Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us the opportunities. But why is my islah taking so long? Ramasullah Khan Sahib Rahimullah used to say, very simple. He said, kyunki aapke paas do sheikh hai. Aapke paas do sheikh hai. Because I have two sheikhs. One is the sheikh I've taken bayat to if I have somebody. The other sheikh is my nafs. But the nafs is closer to me. He'll tell me what to tell that sheikh. And he'll tell me what not to tell the sheikh. He'll tell me when to go for the majlis. He'll tell me when not. It's just that muhabbat and that love. That is why we mentioned the person who has the sheikh. Now he knows how to present himself with the Raza Mubarak. How I go present myself with my sheikh with muhabbat. This ta'aluk also is a ta'aluk in a context of muhabbat and love. That's all. It's love. I love this person for the sake of Allah. I love him for the sake of Allah. There's also a sunnah. To love for the sake of Allah, to hate for the sake of Allah, to give for the sake of Allah, and not to give for the sake of Allah. That person has completed his iman. How long is it going to take me to fall in love with somebody for the sake of Allah? Now, Mamusila Khan Sahib is to say, because he has two sheikhs. One is the nafs, and one is his sheikh who has taken bayat to. A baz log bayat karta hai, or fir bayat jata hai. Some people take the bayat also. If you're a bayat, they sit down also. Now we've got one sheikh. Now we've got one sheikh, but no ta'aluk, no contact. We become unmindful. So going back home to become conscious. Here in Medina Munawwara also become conscious. Where am I walking right now? What zameen is this? What place is this? This qiyam that we have in Medina Munawwara, or still in Medina Munawwara. Do we know in the zameen, on this place of earth, who walked over here? The master of both the worlds. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar bin Khattab, Ali, Uthman. Giants walked over here. Allah Ta'ala chose me to put foot over here. Where do I have? Where am I? So to become conscious all the time, the whole thing about Islah is to become conscious, to come out from ghafla, to come out from this unmindfulness. And I just forget now, where am I, what am I supposed to be doing, to have that live contact with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That is what we call ta'alluq. To have that connection. And the connection mustn't break. The connection must, I don't want it to break. And when the connection comes, my dear brothers, then that muhabbat and that love just pumps in the heart all the time. It comes all the time, and as I say so beautifully, he said, the one ashiq of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he found the gully of the muhabbat of Allah. He found the gully, that alley, the muhabbat of Allah, and then he said to Allah, Ya Allah, I found that gully and that alley of muhabbat and love, and Ya Allah, I don't want to come out from here. Ya Allah, I don't want to come out from here. Just keep me in this gully. Just keep me in this gully. Other ashiq of Allah said to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, show me that gali in his own dunna, his own mind of muhabbat and love. Say, Ya Allah, send me the address, Ya Allah, where you stay. I want to come and visit you. I bring some food for you, Allah. He's a simple man in a simple listing. Ya Allah, I look after you. I'll take care of you. Ya Allah, tell me where you are. So this is muhabbat and love. Where I'm so busy also in my business, in my practice, wherever I am, but my heart is connected to Allah. I'm busy on the phone also. But I'm connected to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Akabir say, it shouldn't be I have tasbih on my hand. I read 100 durood, 100 times la ilaha illallah. Have my tasbih, 100 danas, 100 beads. And the only time I realized it took the name of Allah, 100 beads. Oh, I finished 100. So how I counted 100 beads? With the name of Allah. I counted 100 beads with the name of Allah. However, the digital one, when I hit 100, it makes a beep. Also, I finished 100. So instead of counting 1, 2, 3, 4, what I said, Allah, 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 100 finished. But I didn't think of Allah Ta'ala one time. At once, Allah came into my heart. That was beneficial. Rather say that was beneficial, that a person took the multivitamin tablet unknowingly. It will give him a boost. To take in the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the boost will be there also. But to take the name of Allah with consciousness. Then see the muhabbat, the love, the enjoyment, the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. All of us sitting here, we know we have to change our life. The change must start here. Go to the Raza Mubarak today, before we leave, and say to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Rasulullah, my journey of Islam starts today. Today my journey starts to fall in love with you, to love, fall in love with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The Thani Rahmatullah Ali says that for us to fall in love with Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, there's an effort behind it. There's an effort behind falling in love with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Why? Why there's an effort? Because you haven't seen Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. You haven't seen Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So to open that avenue of love in my heart, to open up that avenue of love in my heart for Nabi of Allah and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, how is it going to happen? How is this going to be activated? So he says, the first effort I make on those that have contact with me is I try to instill my love into their hearts. That they love me only for the sake of Allah. Once they love me for the sake of Allah, then I introduce them to the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then I introduce them to the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now your heart is accustomed to love for Allah. And when I love somebody for Allah, then I want to be in that person's company. I become restless. Khaja Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, Khaja Aziz al-Hassan Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, who was a Khalifa of the Thani, Rahmatullah Ali. And great Ashiq also. So once he came to Talabon, to the village of the Sheikh, the Qailula time, the Thani was sleeping. So he asked the Khadim, Mulaqat Karni, I want to meet the Thani, Rahmatullah Ali. So he'll be sleeping right. So Siki just opened the door. I just want to see his face on me. So he just opened the door and he saw his face. He said, I'm going. He said, wait, it's like you wake up. Said, what I came for, I got it. My heart is full already. Like Sahaba radiallahu anhum, what they didn't go through in their lives, they would just see the face of Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, their heart got full. Obviously, the Shaykh is at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but I love him for the sake of Allah. When I see him, إذا رؤوا ذكر الله. When I see him, I think of Allah. When I see him, I think of Allah. Like the moments we spend now in Medina Munawwara, Makkah Mukarrama, when we think of the moments, oh, we see someone, hey, how was the time we spent together? That all memories come back, fills the heart. So this is what happened in the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. When they move in the path of Allah, there were memories that have been made. When the same way as the Talmi says, that I still love my love into his heart, now he'll listen to me, now he'll believe in me, and now I introduce him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh al-Islam rahmatullahi alayhi, wa lahu sallam ahmad badi rahmatullahi alayhi, who lived in Medina Munawwara until Hadith Sharif for 18 years at the Raza Mubarak. 18 years. After poverty, what they went to Medina Munawwara, no food sometimes for days. His father was there to Mawlana Fazlur Rahman, Gaj Murad Abadi Rahmatullah Ali. So when his father Sheikh passed away, his father went into spiritual depression. I can't live here anymore. My Sheikh is no more here, sitting at his feet in the majlis, listening about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, listening about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this feeling of the heart. So I don't get it anymore, he's not here. Father was very wealthy. So he called his family, he told them, I'm selling up everything right now, and I'm making hijrah to Medina Munawwara. And only get peace of heart and mind over there. Sukoon dil, Medina mein hai. And only find it in Medina Munawwara. They sold up all the farmlands. He told his family, now we're immigrating to Medina Sharif. And they came here, it was very difficult. That time TB was very rife also. So Shaykh al-Islam wa Hassan Ahmadi rahmatullahi alayhi was one of the prisoners of Malta, locked up in Malta at that time. The Sheikh al-Hind is Ustaz. So his father immigrated here with the entire family, and 33 of his family members he buried with his own hands in Baqi because of TB. So Sheikh al-Islam rahmatullah alayhi was dead too, to the Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi. These are all our elders from where we got our tasawuf, we got our ilm, we got tabligh. All from these elders over here. Our chain goes to all of them. So, he says that he was sitting in Darul Diyoban. Shaykh al-Islam wa Hussain Ahmad Badi rahmatullahi. He was Hussain Ahmad. So he loved his ustaz, Shaykh al-Hind, Allah Mahmud al-Hassan Sahib, rahmatullahi. He loved his ustaz. So he told his ustaz, I'll take bi'at to you. Ustaz told you, as long as my Sheikh is here as a Gangohi, he must go to Gango. He said, but I want to take Betway, I love you. He said, no, you go to my Hazrat. So, Sheikh al-Islam, he said, I was very naughty also. Half of the time I should be sleeping in class. But my Ustaz loved me. So, he said, I knew the tartib and the program in Gango was, if you go to Hazrat Gangohi, rahmatullahi alayhi, and you know, take bi'at to him, he'll put you on toilet duty. So once you put me on toilet duty to clean the good night soil, I run away. Once you run away, you can't go back again. Because you're not genuine in your love. So my ustaz said, you must go there. Take bi'at there. I said, okay, I'll go. But I'll make a plan also. And because the boys go to Darul Uloom now, father sent me. But now I give so much of trouble to the ustaz, that they tell the father, please come and check him. I'll do the same thing there. But he didn't know that his ustaz Sheikh al-Hind already wrote a letter to the Gangohi and sending my very special student of mine. Although his other musti is naughty. He said, when I went there, the Gangohi is waiting for me with open arms. He made the first gaya. I got stuck over here. My heart is not even over here also. And same time he took my bayat also. He said, oh, now I'm caught for life. Then he gave me zikrs to make. He said, I'm not interested. I'm not making all these zikrs and all that. Anyway, he took bayat. Came back to Dioban, carried out my musti also, not studying, playing around, not making my zikrs also. But the love of my ustaz was there. I want to take back to him. And the whole thing now we have to make hijrat and come to Medina Munawwara. So the Gangohi said, after 2 years you must come back. I said, okay, we'll see. But in that time, the muhabbat of the Shaykh was different. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, he will say that the lover المريد. المريد what he wants. He wants the love of Allah. He wants the love of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah Ta'ala has kept this the system where to show Allah Ta'ala my love, my muhabbat. He takes out time when he comes to the program. He takes out time he goes in the path of Allah. This is tarteeb to show muhabbat and love. This is Sahaba Ikram did the same. So he said after 2 years he must come back. So a lot of things happened in between. After 2 years, now they're going back. They went back to Jeddah. From Jeddah, they had some problem. They lost their money. Somehow they borrowed. They got into the ship via Karachi and they were landed up in India finally. So two brothers were, himself and his brother. So when they were going, so the elder brother said, I'm going to sit to Gango. I'm going to Hazrat. He said, I'm going to Deoband first. I want to see my Ustaz first. But there was something happening in his heart already. So Zakim Sahib will say, Rahmatullah Ali, the one is the love of Allah, Nabi Ali Salatu Salaam, falls in love with his Sheikh. I want the love of Allah. I want something, and this is my system, Ya Allah, I'll carry on going till you give me. So he says, one is the murid, frequents the masjid of his Sheikh. But the love for Allah, Nabi Ali Salaam, I'm getting something from there. I want something from there. So everywhere the Shaykh goes, he's there. As Hakim Sahib says, the time comes, the one is the murid has love for the Shaykh. The time will come when the Shaykh falls in love with the murid. When he sees the murid there, all the time, then he says, Ya Allah, give him what he wants now. Just fill his heart up. Then the doors open up after that. As Hakim Sahib would say, that there's messages in the eyes when the eyes meet. From the time, from the Sadat Gangohi, the love was there already for him. He could see something in Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Bandi Rahmatullah. There was something in this boy. There was something in this youngster. But he went to Deoband first. Brother ran away here and went to Gangoh. But something already was happening in his heart before he left from Madina Munawwara. But before he left, he had a friend, and he used to clean the Roda. So in the Roda, it was a made palm tree growing very close to the qabr of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. So he requested his friend to get me 3 khajur from the tree. He got 3 khajur from there. And from sand also, from around the road that time there was sand there. So he took this as Hadiya for the Gangohi rahmatullahi. So he says after he met his ustad in Deoband, something gripped his heart. Then now I'm going to go to Gangoh, what face am I going to show my Hazrat, not making my zikrs. I don't even correspond with him. But something was happening in the heart. So he decided from Deoband to Gangoh, he'll walk barefoot. Out of sharamana. Out of shame. Now remember, if we see somebody in this nowadays, they'll say, is this a sheikh worship? What's wrong with this guy? You put the masjid barefoot. What's wrong with you, bhai? This is now different level. We don't do things like this. This is love, bhai. The youngster who's proposed to a girl on a certain street, just to get a glance of her, he won't go barefoot. She tells him he must walk here barefoot. Now I'll just peep from the mirror. I want to see whether he's coming barefoot or not. Like how Majnun and Layla told him, if you really love me, she sent a message to him. If you really love me, then you send to me a piece of your thigh. To cut a piece out. But they say, she sent a tray to him. Send a tray, on this tray you must send a piece of your thigh. So he actually cut the piece of his thigh. When he cut it out and put it in the tray, even the thigh was saying, Layla, Layla, Layla. My beloved, my beloved. So, as I mentioned about one couple also, that were to get married. So they were caught in haram. So they went shopping. So she chose his suit, boot and tie and his shoes also. What type of shoes? So all that he had is ready. So the day before the nikah, he was trying it on. Everything was fine, but the shoes were too small. He didn't realize it. He told his sister, quickly, let's go and just buy a shoe that will fit me. So they went to buy it. So the next day, nikah, more than ready. So when he stepped onto the stage to go and meet her, so she's admiring him. When she looked at his shoes, She said, where are the shoes that we chose together? It was too small. Who chose the shoe then? I said, my sister, give me talaq now. Give me talaq now. There and there to divorce her. It actually happened. One pair shoe only. If your sister chose it, I don't want you. But this is muhabbat and love. So the Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi is walking now. And he said, Ayala, coming nearer to Gangohi, my heart is sinking. Ya Allah, what must I tell Hazrat Gangohi? What should I tell him? What should I tell him? But Hazrat was waiting for him already. Had a kurta sewn for him, and had a turban sewn for him already, turban of khilafat. So anyway, he stayed there. When he gave Hazrat the three kajur, the sand of Madina Munawwara, he put it in his eyes, he kissed it and went into hal. He went into a different mode altogether, of love. He ate the kajur piece by piece, and he pulverized that put of that kajur, and he mixed it with his surma. And every night he put it into his eyes. But his muhabbat was there for Mahusir Ahmadi Rahmatullah. Put him onto zikr. And he put him under his supervision. And then he gave him the Qur'an, he tied his turban. And he gave him khilafat. And this was the journey of his muhabbat and love of Shaykh al-Islam. Then he returned to Madina Munawwara. So he said, I was sitting in the haram of Madina Munawwara, Zuhr time. And I was making zikr of Allah. And he says, then I felt something strange happening to me. I felt like Hazrat Gangohi is coming to me. I felt now, the different terms they use in tasawwuf. Alright? Fanat al-Sheikh. He became annihilated in the love of his Sheikh because his Sheikh taught him the Muhabbat of Allah. Said about the Sheikh, remember. Said about some Sheikh worship or something. It's because this person showed me and opened the door for me. To the muhabbat and love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So he says, it became so real that to bite my hand to feel whether it's my hand or the hand of the Gangohi. He said, I was a bit scared and it was frightening. But something was happening in my life. Then I wrote to the Gangohi to see happen. He said, Mubarak to you, now you've passed the stage of love for the Sheikh, now you start flying. Now you fall in love with Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And from there he took off. 18 years teaching hadith at Raza Mubarak. And then the discussion came one time in the class that whether you can see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam whilst awake or only in your sleep. So the whole discussion he was giving to the students. That we know in your dream, in your sleep, you can see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But if you're awake, can you see him? So muhaddisin have their views, the commentators of hadith, the Sufiya, they have their view. So as he's discussing the entire thing, and he looked up, his eyes just were locked. His eyes just were locked. Whether you can see, Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are awake, and his eyes were locked. The students are looking at him, and he just nods his head. Just nods his head, and the tears begin to flow. One student looked back quickly. And his eyes got locked also. Then he just looked down. Finally, what was happening was, when he was discussing whether you can see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam whilst you're awake, in that muhabbat and love was so strong in him with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi fell like him from the qabr. And smiled at him. And he smiled at him. But one student just turned around and he looked. And he got a glance of him also. He was singing in Madina Munawwara, 100 years old, passed away recently also. We met him at one of the Jalsas, Karachi, when he was at one of the Jalsas, the name was Thani Rahmatullah Ali. He just gave a few moments, because he heard there was a majlis taking place. So he came for a few moments and then we met him there. But that was Shaykhul Islam Rahmatullah Ali. When Ahmad Bedfi Rahmatullah Ali, he said, I came to Madina Munawwara, and I heard a youngster came to Raza Mubarak and he made salam and he got reply. He made salam and he got reply. So I wanted to meet this youngster. Who's the youngster that Nabi alayhi salam replied to his salam also? He said he lives in the outskirts of Madina Munawwara. This must be a Sayyid. So he went to the outskirts, asked people around, so he came to a certain home. He knocked the door and looking for the son of so and so. And I heard that he means salam, the Raza Mubarak, and he got reply. So he looked down. He said, do you know the youngster? He said, Mehihu. I heard the youngster. So what's your name? He said, Hussein Ahmad. Hussein Ahmad. What love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala is still in his heart. So Hazrat tells us, he said, about the same youngster, Shaykhul Islam, when Hussein Ahmad, rahmatullahi alayhi. After 18 years of teaching hadith in Raza Mubarak, then his father gathered the family together and he told them that all my family will pass away in Medina Munawwara besides one. Then Shaykhul Islam says, years later I remembered this and I realized he was talking about me. After 18 years he saw the condition of the Muslims in India. What is happening to them? They had Iman, or they thought they had Iman, but Western culture gripped them. Western lifestyle gripped them. Living like the British, like the English, became a norm, but I am Muslim. He said, you're only Muslim by name. He said, I couldn't sit in Medina Munawwara anymore. Couldn't sit here anymore. He packed up and went back to India. Hazrat says, we make shukr and we send Isa alayhi salam to Shaykh al-Islam so the barakah of his sacrifices, we are Muslim today. We are Muslim today. 18 years at Raza Mubarak, finally he made his own tashkil and went back to India. And there, tirelessly, he traveled the length and breadth of India to revive the Iman of the Muslims. Reviving the Iman that you are Muslims not only by name, but by culture, in your heart, in your style, in your eating, in your drinking, in your sleeping, you are a Muslim. I brought the message of Raza Mubarak back to you. For these 3 years, he was imprisoned in Malta with his ustaz also. And finally, they drove the British out of India. There, the Battle of Shamli took place. A lot of things happened in his life. But it's today, Barakat, we are Muslims today. So the point, my dear brothers, is that one is now to have somebody in my life to show me the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And then, today may be our last day we are leaving over here. What niyat we made. What niyat we made, what was the cry of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam before he left this world. One was salah. One was salah. That oh my ummah, hold them for namaz. Salah for the men in the masjid. At all costs. I'm traveling also how to plan my travel according to salah. Salah is everything for me. And not just salah according to the sunnah. Perform salah as you see me performing namaz. Right now, performing salah, Raza Mubarak, Masjidul Nabwi, to learn salah. Allah's fazl and karam, when we went to the khanqah of our sheikh in the month of Ramadan, he has to teach us how to perform salah practically. The last day, he lines everybody up. Now check the namaz. How many years you performing salah? Not right. I'm holding my hand, is not correct. How I'm standing, not correct. My own style. The Nabi of Allah is saying, perform salah as you see me performing namaz. At least take namaz back home with me. At least just salah. I take one thing from Madina Manawara, inshallah, I've taken everything home. So one is salah. And the other thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his cry was before he left this world, Nafid Jisha Usama. That the army of Usama radiallahu anhu has to be sent out. From his deathbed, that was a cry, that army, the Jamaat must leave. When we go and stand, they make your own tashkir. When you stand in the Raza Mubarak, go and make your own tashkir, Rasulullah, I'm going back home. Not home, I'm going back in the path of Allah. Now I'm making my tashkir. Not to go back home in my chakr. My business will revolve around my salah, around my tashkir. There will be a change in my tartib of life. And this Hazrat taught us also how to make the changes. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, the tartib was 8 hours to business, 8 hours to the masjid, and 8 hours to the family. That was the tartib. 8 hours to the masjid with salah included. From there they would give time and go home. And then come back to the masjid. From there they would give time and go to the business and back to the masjid. That was the tartib. So how for that tartib to come into my life? Now we become so accustomed to family time and me time. Family time. What about the time for the masjid? Very simple, Hazrat says. الحديث القدسي لله سبحانه وتعالى says that my slave continues to become close to me by performing his fara'is. And then he starts nawafil. He starts his nawafil. Nawafil is a way to become close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that he continues with nawafil, is nafil a'mal, until I become the eyes he looks with. I become the ears he listens with. I become the hands he holds with. I become the feet he walks with. So Allah Ta'ala says, he becomes mine, I become his. Through nawafil. This is a tartib, this is a system. This is our syllabus of the day. That way we can cut down our dunya time slowly and give more time to deen. And what will happen to dunya? No loss. Understand the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, hadith al-Qudsi. I become his hands, I become his feet, I become his eyes, I become his ears. Muhaddithin give two interpretations. One is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through nawafil, Allah will save him from al-haram. I become his eyes, he look at halal only. I become his hands, he'll touch halal only. His rosy will become halal automatically. Just how it will happen? Through nawafil. He won't have to make an effort for halal rosy. The halal rosy will come to him because of nawafil. Another interpretation, as it explains to us, is that whatever he looks at, whatever he listens about, whatever he touches, whatever he walks towards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we say, will turn it to gold. I don't know how this happened. And as I mentioned this also, that he'll make a profit from his death stock also. How the death stock went? I made a profit there also. How did that happen? The nawafil. One of our Sa'atis mentioned this to him. So he went for the show in China. He was walking. The show, I don't know how the show is now. There are products over there. So he's in a certain field, import-export. So he says, one of the businessmen of my area was also there, the same field. So walking, he was in front of me, and he walked a few stalls. And as I reached that stall, and I see what products that person had, in my mind, I can make money here. How come the guy didn't see it? Astute businessman he was, but he didn't see these products. And I saw it, and I know there's a demand for this thing. So I told him, you didn't see it. That Ishaq Namaz you didn't. That Tahajjud you pushing. That Awabin you're not missing. But Allah Pak says, once you come to Nawafil, what happens? I become your eyes. I become your hands. I become your feet. So what is happening effectively now, I started my Nawafil. Started my Ishraq. Tahajjud. We started back after Isha. Then I started Duha. Two rakats also in the business space. To open my Musalla. So half past 11, read my two rakats Salat al-Duha. Awabin, I'm in the masjid, alhamdulillah, I'm doing it. So what's happening now, if I'm reading my Ishraq, Salat al-Duha, Awabin, the time that I was giving to dunya, now the time has been given over here. Now from 2 minutes dua, is into 5 minutes, and 10 minutes. So my dunya time is getting less slowly, and my deen time is getting more. I didn't realize it. I'm giving more time now to my deen than to my dunya. My dunya, Allah is opening it up with barakat also. With barakat also. So we make all these niyats here at the Raza Mubarak. We can't just leave here with nothing. I will take something back. I will start somewhere. We start somewhere. That is why when we get to make Salat and Salam, one is read Durood Sharif. As we enter with the right foot, the Sunnah du'as also, don't become unmindful there too. Enter with the right foot. Then we make the niyat of ihtikaf. The sunnah du'as to be read. Read, Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. And look for the time when it's crowded also, my dear brothers. Don't look for the quiet time. Look for the time when it's crowded, especially over here. So it is longer to pass. It is longer to get to the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi to say, that the best moments of my life used to be when, at the time of tawaf, I used to be knocked around and pushed. And the Raza Mubarak. He said, why? I mean, pushed in the love of Allah. racing. Somebody pushes me here, pushes me there. And just like one simple sin, I'm just being pushed around. Yalla for you. People doing that for the match when they're going. They're coming out from the stadium, how they're getting pushed. Yalla getting pushed for you. Just enjoy this moment. What is the love of Allah Tabaraka? No VIP, I'm no simple person like the masses. So go when he's busy also. I take my time now, slowly taking baby steps. Then I got the time to read Hamdulillah, As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Now I start talking to Nabi alayhi salatu wa-salam. Ya Rasulullah, today is my last day, but I'm coming again. Then ya Nabi Allah, I'm coming again. I request you to make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to bring me over and over again. Because without you, I'm going to slip. Without you, I'm going to slip. Therefore, I have to come here every time. To recharge my batteries, talk to you. Ya Rasulullah, now put my, this is my whole case before you, I'm putting it. Put it to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And make dua to him, ya Allah, put my love in the heart of your Nabi. Put my love in the heart of your Nabi, that when I come in front of him, ya Allah, let him show me one glance of muhabbat and love. And say to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love you with all my heart, I love your sunnah, ask Allah to give me complete love and to accept me. My children, my family, my household. It should not be, my dear brothers. It should not be. Beautiful example is given. That every day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending down rahmat and barakat. Malaika are coming down to distribute the rahmat and barakat. Take an aerial view of my home right now. Take an aerial view of my home. Malaika are coming down, rahmat and barakat. They're given the address so and so, address, go and distribute. So they change shifts at Fajr time. And after time, they're changing the shifts. So they come in to distribute rahmat and barakat. But hadith says also, that the malaika make dua for that person. That person who spends his wealth in the path of Allah, ya Allah give him double in return, bless him. And the one that holds back, ya Allah destroy him. So malaika change these shifts and they're making du'as also. Now they come in to distribute. Now we have two apartments. One apartment is Ahmad and Muhammad, Abdullah Abdul Rahman. Next to them is John and Peter. Now they come, they push themselves at Fajr time. Now they're waiting to distribute. When they distribute, when the light of Fajr comes on, and the sunnah starts. Now they got the address, Muslim home, kafir home. Don't go to the wrong house. Go to the right house to distribute. It's a Muslim home, they have iman, they have sunnahs, or they should be having sunnahs, but distribute the rahmat and barakat. And that home over there is a non-Muslim home. Now they push themselves, they want to distribute. Now they are waiting. What time Fajr? 4:45. Great Mu'inuddin is later maybe. 4:50, 4:55. Now they're waiting. They're waiting 4:30. No lights coming on. Everybody's still asleep. Nothing is happening. What they'll do? See the nusuk up again. What time is now? It's a Muslim home. We got now loads and loads of rahmat and barakah to distribute right now. Love between husband and wife, and children, rosy, sustenance, iman, taqwa, amal. But is that happening? No lights coming on. Everybody's sleeping. That house also is sleeping. This house also is sleeping. Now 5 o'clock sunrise, nobody woke up yet. Maybe wrong address we got. What happened? Finally, they wake up for school. Here also children woke up. There also children woke up. Here there's no dua. There too there's no dua. First sunnah upon awakening, read dua. Second sunnah, rub your eyes with your palms. Third sunnah, miswak in the mouth. Then we go, relieve ourselves. Now here, no miswak, there no miswak. Here no dua, no dua. No rubbing eyes, no rubbing eyes. Let me see, Muslim home, kafir home. Both look the same right now. No difference. Here they went toilet also, here also they went toilet. Here no dua, no right leg, no left leg. Before you make istinja, sunnah, first wash your hands. Then relieve yourself. There it didn't happen, here also it didn't happen. Continue like this. Then came for changing up also, right hand, left hand, nothing. They also put on left hand first, left leg first. They also the same thing. Like this is a house of Muhammadi house or non-Muhammadi house. This house belong to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Raza Mubarak, or does it belong to some other place? Both are the same. Sit down to eat, no bismillah, no bismillah. So we can imagine now what's happening. And I got confused. So all the rahmat and barakah, they took it back. They took it back. No salam, no kalam, no hijab, no parda, no sunnah. His hairstyle same as John Peter, he has same hairstyle also. They pass below the ankles, same pass below the ankles. He's packing up his kit also, he's got now murals, extracurricular activities, same thing over here, Dakki Madrasa today. So same thing. Can't differentiate between Muslim home, non-Muslim home. You're going to take from here Muslim home back home. Abbas Patel Sahib, Rahimullah, as you say, we conclude on this. Abbas Patel Sahib was the Amir of UK. So he used to take things back home. He's taken whole of Medina Munawwara back home. The first thing he will say, the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu mentioned Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Rasulullah, we love you. But when we'll go to Akhirat, we'll be in the highest levels of Jannah. How we will come and see you and visit you? Here we just come to the masjid to see you. What we'll do there in Jannah? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam checkpoint. He was right. I'll be right on the highest level. Sahaba ikram will be there. So he kept quiet. Anas bin Malik loved Nabi alayhi salam. Made his khidmat for 10 years. So he kept quiet. And finally he uttered the hadith. Al-ma'u ma'a man ahabba. The person will be with the one that he loves. He'll be with the one who he... Once he heard that, he was ecstatic. Ya Rasulullah, uhibbuk. O Nabi of Allah, I love you. I love you, uhibbu shaykhin. And I love Abu Bakr and Umar also. Because you love them, I also love them. So it means I'm going to be with you all in Jannah. They take back the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I tell Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Nabi of Allah, I love you. I love shaykhin. I love sahaba radiallahu anhum. And I will take all the sunnahs back home. So Abbas Patel Sahib will say, take back the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Muhammad al-Rasul. Take back the fikr of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What was in his heart? What was going through his heart? The ummah. The pain and the love for the ummah. The third thing he said, take back the harkat and the movement of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Not sitting at home now. Now we already have a system back home. Take back the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Take back the fikr of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What was in his heart? This we have to understand. Now when I go back home, the fikr for my children, the fikr for my iman, the fikr for my family, the fikr for my neighbors, concern. Da'imu fikra. What the wasilul ahzan. Sahaba ikram say, he was always in this concern and fikr. What will happen to the ummah? What will happen to the ummah? What will happen to the ummah? What will happen to me in the qabr? What happened to my children? I will take this back from the Rosa Mubarak. One of the if Allah was in your heart, ask Allah about the Buddhism in my heart. I can't go back home now, get Umrah free. I'm nothing now. I heard the Alan, my success, your success, entire world success. I heard it and I'm gone home. Talim is taking place. A hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said my thing this. Walk past the halqa of Talim. This is part of Masjid al-Nabwi. It was taking place here right in Masjid al-Nabwi. This I must take back home. I will start slowly. Gush also, I can make one mulaqa. Halqa of Talim is 10 minutes, 5 minutes, I sit for that. Masjid once a week is taking place. Shab Guzari. Everything else, you jump in the car and we're gone. This has to make it part of my life. The love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How to love him? Learn the seerah. Study the seerah. Read the kitab of sunnah. We gave the brothers already. The beloved sunnah of the beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We don't have the copy, we have the PDF, we'll share it with brothers. One sunnah per week, one sunnah per day. With the family, study with them, listen to it. And then the harkat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, movement in the path of Allah. How you would move in the path of Allah, make niyat now already. The avenue we have to move in the path of Allah is tabligh and da'wah. The avenue is there. Our 3 days every month, 40 days a year, 4 months in a lifetime. This keeps the fikr pumping in the heart. Otherwise what will happen, the fikr of dunya will come. I don't put my family on tarteeb. In every business, if the children are there, we have tarteeb, one in, one out. I go, I come back, you go, you come back, then next one goes, next one goes. Somebody out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this tarteeb has to come alive. This was the tertib here in Medina Munawwara also. One was in the business, one was the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So for this we make the intentions and present it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. My personal life also, here, say to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Rabbi of Allah, my beard, I want to keep like you. My pants, my cord above my ankles like you. My outer appearance like yours. My topi will stay on my head. My hairstyle like yours. Why? When you go into the qabr, the three questions, wa rabbu, who is your Rabb? What is your deen? And then Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimullah says that between your qabr and the Raza Mubarak, Allah will open up all the veils. Allah will show you the Mubarak face of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And if every morning I looked in the mirror and I looked like him, now in the qabr I recognize him. Because every day, when my children saw me also, I had the sunnah beard on me. When they go in the qabr, they recognize Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So my father looked like that. I also look like that. But it's easy for me to give the reply. One is the beard, protecting the eyes, protecting my heart. Once we leave over here, one haji came for hajj. Environment was conducive. So he bought a kurta first time in his life. He wore kurta, grew his beard. After hajj, he left Makkah Mukarramah, he went to Jeddah. Environment changed. Felt uncomfortable. He had a full sunnah beard, he kept for hajj. And he also his kurta. There at Jeddah airport, he went to the bathroom, took out his machine, and took out his beard also. Environment changed, affected his heart. Our iman is not based on environment. Is not based on the place. Iman is based upon deen. Deen must come into my life. From here we will take the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we are ready for this inshallah. What needs the brothers next? You make tashkil by. We'll make it tashkil. Here we write our names, Medina Munawwara, inshallah. Zakir, bismillah. Write the name, Zakir. I present the paper at Raza Mubarak, inshallah. Put my name first, inshallah. Ready for 40 days of Ramadan for life, inshallah. Sahaba-e-Ikram would give their names just like this also. But they extend in Bukhari series the riwayat. Now, Shuqa Hadith told us that even on the day of Eid, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with tashkil of sahaba radiallahu anhu, the day of Eid, kontayyar hai, and the word that was used in the riwayat, iktatabaha, iktatabah, means to write, means down as for tashkil. Because in Bukhari Sharif, riwayat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the names were written down. So give our names big intentions, that my life and my daily tartib inshallah. Jee, shut up and give the names. Ahmad, write this, Ahmad. Write this, I said all about these names, inshallah. We're standing in Medina Munawwara, we're giving our names. Jee, stand and give our names, boy. There at the airport, we have to stand and to upgrade our tickets also. We can't sit in the wheelchair. We have to go give our names, we want to upgrade one of our seating. We also want to upgrade, inshallah. See, don't be afraid to be accepted, inshallah. Give our name so for life, 40 days, 4 months, inshallah. I'm making the need in my heart for our majlis also. To make fikr on our families, fikr on our brothers, our neighbors, our friends. These names we presented at Raza Mubarak, inshallah. And all the brothers gave their name, Ya Rasulullah, except all of them. Except all of them, except their families, their progenies for deen. They all gave their names. Nobody should be missed. Even the young boys also give their names. Ah, you can give his name also. Just like the driving car and shooting also. Nobody got left out. All give the name, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka shukru kulluhu. La nuhsi thanaan alayka kama athita ala nafsi. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وزره نقل المقدم عندك. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. O Kareem, Rahimullah, most kind Allah, most forgiving Allah, most overlooking Allah, most compassionate Allah, Ya Rabbi Muhammad, Ya Rabbi al-Bayt al-Atiq. O the Rabbi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, it is your fazal, your karam. Ya Allah, you wrote our names to come, Ya Allah, to Madina Munawwara, the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Makkah wa Karamah, O my Kareem, Rahimullah. O my Allah, we don't have the hearts of your friends. Ya Allah, we have hearts of sinners, O my Allah. We have a'mal of sinners, O Kareem, Rahimullah. We have plenty of gunas and sins, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we've done plenty of sin, O my Allah. Plenty and plenty. Ya Allah, we are drowning in sin, we are drowning in your bounties, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. You brought us with the feet of Rahmatul Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are undeserving ones, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we don't even know what we are doing here, what we're supposed to do, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we are lost people, O my Allah. Jahil here, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are ignorant ones, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we are the weakest ones of the Ummat right now. O Kareem Rahim Allah, we are the weak ones, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, your help is with the weak ones, O Allah. You are the handicapped ones of the Ummah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, we don't even know what we are here for in this world, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, open our hearts, O my Allah. Open our hearts, O my Allah. Allahum aftah aqfal qulubina bi dhikrik wa atmi alayna ni'matak wasbiq alayna min fadlik. O my Allah, open our hearts for your dhikr, O my Allah. Open our hearts for your dhikr, O my Allah. Ya locks upon our hearts. Open the aqfal and the locks, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. O Allah, the locks will open up here, O my Allah. Where do we look? O my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the locks put is here, O my Allah. He has the key in his head. Open up our hearts. O my Allah, Khalid ibn Walid came. He opened his heart, O my Allah. He came with blood upon his head. Ya Allah, Wahshi came, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, his heart was opened up, Ya Allah. But the blessed nazar and gaze of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. O my Allah, Thumar bin Uthal. Ya Allah, he was tied to the pull of the masjid, O my Allah. Ya Allah, he told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he hated his face. He hated Madina, Manawar. For 3 days he was kept here. Nabi of Allah gave him doubt for 3 days, O my Allah. After the third day he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. How could he hate that face anymore? He said to Nabi of Allah, from today, the city is the most beloved city to me. That face, your face is the most beloved face to me. Ya Allah, his heart also was opened up, O my Allah. O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, open our hearts, O my Allah. Open our hearts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, the hearts of ours, Abdul Badal, they both. Ya Badal, they both. Ya Ghaffar, they Badal. O my Allah, how much longer his heart will become? Ya Allah, I'm mindful of you. O my Allah, I'm mindful of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We'll continue our lives in the stupor, in the intoxication of dunya, O my Allah. We don't know the correct direction, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, open our hearts, open our taqdeer, Ya Allah, open our homes, O my Allah. For it will be Muhammad, Ya Allah, and the love of Nabi Akram, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Open our hearts, our wives, our children, O my Allah. The entire Ummah, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. Allahumma ja'alna lak wa kullana. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. The cry of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Those tears that he shed in the Rose of Allah. Oh my Allah, those words of me. Our names were written in those tears, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us heart and cry in your Muhammad. Tears and flow, Ya Allah, for the Ummah. Oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Rabbi ja'alni muqeem as-salah. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَاءَ. Ya Allah, make us musallis. Make our children musallis. Make us qari al-Qur'an. Make them qari al-Qur'an sharif. Give us taqwa, give us iman. O Kareem, Rahim Allah, give us close to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. O my Allah, the final journey. O Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Let him out of Madina Munawwara. O my Allah, he was upon his camel. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was walking next to him. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam faced Mu'adh bin Jabal and told him, Mu'adh, how will be that you will pass upon my qabr and I will be not here anymore? Ya Allah, he said, it was Madina Munawwara. فَبَكَانْ يُشْعَدْ. Ya Allah, he burst on crying. Oh my Allah, they put us in Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. But then we had to move in the path of Allah. Then too he knew he had to move. This tashkir was made to give life, oh my Allah. And the father leave the beloved behind. Oh my Allah, we have not seen the Mubarak face. We have not seen haram and haram, oh my Allah. We have not seen haram, oh my Allah.
that the weapons of the Arab you put us to Madina Park. You love your refiners to make us park and pure. O Kareem Rahim Allah. You love your brother and sister in my room, so may Allah. And Sultan think us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us the Imam of Sahaba, O may you. Give us, Ya Allah, the Taqwa of Sahaba. O may Allah, Nabi Ali Salat, the Salat said to Muaz, O Muaz, those that have Taqwa will always be close to me. Ya Allah, give us the Taqwa. Give us close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, give us, Ya Allah, every sunnah, love for every sunnah. Ya Allah, ilm and knowledge of every sunnah. Amal upon every sunnah. Accept us with the khidmat of sunnah, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, give us a life of iman. Ya Allah, take us with iman. Ya Allah, keep us with iman. Ya Allah, broaden us, O my Allah, see the from kufr, from shirk. Oh my Allah, from zina. Ya Allah, from haram. Ya Allah, from haram, O Kareem Rahim Allah, from riba. And all the haram things, O my Kareem Rahim Allah, give us an afiyat. Ya Allah, help the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect the ummah, O my Allah. Feed the ummah, O my Allah. Shelter the ummah, O my Allah. Give us pay for the ummah, O Kareem Rahim Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, raise us, Ya Allah, in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With Abu Bakr, Ya Allah, with Umar, Uthman, and Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And the Nasheed of Ya Arshu, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from adab qabr, adab jahannam. Allah, bring us over and over again. Open our hearts, O my Allah. Our hearts have become dead. Ya Allah, make it alive with your muhabbat and your love. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us the deal, O my Allah. Give us the deal, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us those tears. Ya Allah, make us up in the dead of the night, O my Allah. May we talk to you, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Give us the Durood Sharif in our lives. Give us dhikr in our lives. Ya Allah, give us khuruj fi sabilillah in our lives, O my Allah. Allahumma rizukna shahadatan fi sabilik. وجاء موتنا في بلد حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم يلا جيب us a موت بشهادة وبي الله يلا the call comes away to give our lives يلا جيب us himmat and strength وبي الله give us the courage of lions و كريم رحم الله let your deen be established in the world وبي الله let your deen be established in the world وبي الله وبي الله let your name be taken in your life every country of the world every town every city every village وبي الله may your name and your deen will reach every continent يلا every country وبي الله every big big home O Kareem Rahim Allah and use us for the fikr O my Allah use our health our wealth our time our resources our homes O Kareem Rahim Allah Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala mursaleen alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin amin